Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
Governor Gavin Newsom says he's keeping CHP officers in Oakland for the time being as the city remains in political limbo, waiting for special elections following two major recalls. For more, we're joined live in the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And Phil, there's a big caveat here, right, that the governor wants.
That's right. As you mentioned, Oakland is in a bit of a lurch right now. The mayor has been recalled. The district attorney of Alameda County was also just recalled, both over concerns of public safety and the feeling that things were out of control. Well, to try to aid in that, making things better, the governor has been bringing in the California Highway Patrol. But it isn't cheap and it isn't easy. The California Highway Patrol in the Bay Area has got about a 14%, vacancy rate. So they're short-staffed like a lot of the police departments around here. And he's saying, look, if you want our help and you want us to continue helping, we need some help on your side. And what he's asking or telling the Oakland to do is change its pursuit policy where police can or cannot pursue someone suspected of a criminal activity. As it stands right now, Oakland police are barred from pursuing anyone unless it's a violent felony has been committed or they have reason to believe there's a gun in the car and it might be used. Now, what that means is that if you have a stolen car or you're drunk or you blow a stop sign or they see you load up your car with a bunch of stolen goods and they light you up and you keep driving, they can't follow you. As a matter of fact, some of the CHP officers have said some people were actually amazed that they got pulled over because the CHP doesn't have to follow that rule. But Gavin Newsom wants that rule changed in Oakland, but there is resistance to it.
Well, I guess there are safety concerns. Is this unique to Oakland to have this limit on police chases?
Yeah, it is, Margie. As Newsom called it, he said it's an extreme outlier. Yes, the others have, different rules for pursuit. And yes, there is a safety concern here. Back a couple of years ago, there was data from the Los Angeles Police Department, for example, showed that about half of the people injured or killed in these chases are bystanders because they can lead to collisions. It can be very erratic. Somebody takes off and they're being pursued by the cops. Their recklessness, they can double up. But the governor is saying, look, he wants to see a change to at least where, the cops can make that call or not, whether it's safe or not. They can call off a chase as well. Now, it's interesting, he's asked the police commission in Oakland to do it. Twice, basically, they ignored him, said, no, we're not going to do it. The difference now is that, like you said, the mayor is out. There's going to be an election for a new mayor. Congresswoman Barbara Lee appears to be headed to be a candidate on that. This would be one of the big issues that would be discussed during that campaign, for example, would be, do you support or do you not? Now, what is going on in the meantime is the head of the Oakland City Council is working with the police chief and the city administrator to come up with a new pursuit policy. They can give that to the police commission, which the police commission can either act on or reject. And after 120 days, it goes back to the city council for them to vote around. So it's going to be a hot issue. But the governor says, by the way, if you don't do this, Vallejo, Antioch, and a whole lot of other cities would like those CHP officers, and we only have so much to go around. So make up your minds.
All right, Phil, thank you very much. That's KCBS insider Phil Mateer.